Welcome to the first in a series of four short videos designed to introduce you to the new Microsoft Broadcast solution known as Skype Meeting Broadcast. These videos will show you just how easy it is to use. So, what is Skype Meeting Broadcast? Simple. It's a new component of Skype for Business that helps you produce and broadcast your online events to thousands of participants. It delivers a high-quality video stream to any device running any operating system without the need for plugins or downloads. Participants can join your broadcast from anywhere using any device. All they need is an internet connection. So, Skype Meeting Broadcast is ideal for internal events like town hall meetings and all-hands meetings, as well as for streaming broadcast events to external customers. Here are some great features and benefits of using Skype Meeting Broadcast. It's easy to participate and reach thousands. Participants can join from any device no matter where they are. All they need is an internet connection and the link to the broadcast. Plus, your Skype Meeting Broadcast can accommodate up to 10,000 live attendees. Built-in tools keep your audience engaged and collaborating. Although Skype Meeting Broadcast limits participating with real-time audio and video to presenters only, your audience can join live conversations using plugins like a Yammer feed or a question answer manager, or they can provide real-time feedback using Bing Pulse. Viewers need never miss a moment. Sometimes you'll get delayed and miss the beginning of a meeting. With Skype Meeting Broadcast, this is no longer an issue. Simply join the broadcast and rewind to start watching the event from the beginning. You can also take a coffee break without missing a beat by pausing and resuming when you're ready. Want to back up and listen to something again? Just rewind a bit. It's easy to produce an event. No Hollywood experience needed. With familiar Skype controls, Skype Meeting Broadcast allows you to switch between video and content and spotlight presenters like a professional producer. Presenters can also participate remotely via the Skype for Business client. Once the event is over, you can publish the recording to your preferred location and pull in-depth event metrics and create insightful reporting. So, now that you have a good idea of what Skype Meeting Broadcast can offer you, let's take you through the process of scheduling your very own event. It's super easy. First, go to the Skype Meeting Broadcast Scheduling and Management portal. Browse to broadcast.skype.com. If you're prompted, sign in with your work account or credentials. Tap or click New Meeting at the top of the screen to open the Meeting Settings window. Now you can fill out the Meeting Details section with the meeting title, date and time, and expected duration. The time zone is always local to the person scheduling the broadcast. In the Event Team field, add the names of presenters, organisers and moderators, and anyone else you trust to have control of the broadcast. People listed here will have full access to the event configuration. Only add people who might need control of the meeting here. Separate the aliases using commas, with no spaces in between. Next, you need to add attendees. You can see that there are three levels of access you can choose for your broadcast. First, there's anonymous. This means that anyone with the join link can attend, even if they're external to your company. Next, there's secure. Only users who you invite can attend. When you choose this option, you can use the attendees field to enter the email addresses of the people you want to invite. You can also invite groups by entering the group alias, such as marketers@microsoft.com. Finally, there's all company. With this access level, anyone from your company can attend, so long as they have the join link. They'll use their company username and password to attend. By default, your broadcast will be saved as a video for later on-demand viewing. If you don't want to save it, you can uncheck the video recording checkbox. When you've finished entering all the information you need, tap or click Done at the top of the screen to save your meeting. Your meeting event is now scheduled, and you can see the details on the Meeting Summary page. Also, you can always view your meeting in the All Meetings window for future reference or customizing. You'll need to share the Join link for your broadcast with your meeting's attendees. Tap or click the meeting to go back to the Meeting Summary page. and then tap or click Show next to Join link. Now you can tap or click the copy icon to the right of the URL to copy it to your clipboard. Now you can distribute the link to the attendees. For instance, open a new meeting invitation in Outlook, set the meeting date and time, and paste the event link into the body of your meeting invitation. We recommend that you either insert your event link as a hyperlink behind words such as click to join the broadcast, or use a URL shortening service to create a friendly and named link. Your attendees can just click the link to open the broadcast. It's as simple as that. Your meeting event is now scheduled, and the event join link is in your meeting request. If at any time you want to check or edit the details of your broadcast, you can just go back to the Skype Meeting Broadcast Scheduling portal and choose the broadcast from the list shown. To learn how to add the collaborative built-in tools to your event, please watch the next video in this series, called How to Customize Your Skype Meeting Broadcast. Thank you for watching.